the world famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, along with General Galen Shaw.
Oh, did you forget for a minute?
No, I didn't forget. I'm still very subconscious about coming in and saying I'm Margaret Gray after Phil says everything's fake.
Just move past it, Margaret, will you?
Just move past it.
I'm moving past it. Believe me, there's a lot to move past on this program. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard and Phil Henry.
Right. Oh, thank you very much.
What the fuck you gotta say?
Well, I'm sorry.
That was great. You kind of blew it off.
I'm not blowing it off, but as I'm reminded, I'm just a fake voice, so why should I give any real... You know, I'm not going to give the big love and the big build-up, all right? Oh, look at this. This makes me nauseated. What? We're looking at... what's her name? Megyn Kelly. She's on television. You talk about giving yourself...
Yeah, giving herself a hey.
Oh, that is? That's kind of a real humble brag, isn't it?
No, that's not a humble brag. That's Megyn Kelly stand up there.
Megyn Kelly, you know, I like Megyn Kelly. I don't agree with her politics. I think personally her politics should qualify her. Now, let me finish this. Should qualify her for a war crimes trial. But.
Jesus.
But. I like her a lot. I think she's got style. But for her to show herself getting some honorary
bullcrap.
Yes, that's right. Bullcrap degree. I think it's just, it's beyond the pale.
Well, I don't know what I just saw. I saw her walking across the stage.
Yeah, walking across the stage, and she had on the flat hat.
She had on, it's not a flat hat. It's a mortarboard.
It's what?
It's the thing you wear when you get the graduation.
Well, no, it's what are you talking about when you get the graduation?
She's walking across the stage. It looks like she's going to get a diploma of some kind.
Yeah, it's giving a commencement speech.
Well, I think it is really, I mean, you're really begging for it. When you go on television, oh, and by the way, I just happen to be over at whatever university, you know, the Caltech or something, and you can almost hear her fellows on Fox and everywhere else going, I'm sorry.
God damn, Buck.
Well, I'm trying to have a little bit of class.
You're trying to have a little bit of class.
Yes.
Well, then you don't have to sit there going,
Phil, I'm trying to make the sounds.
You're trying to make the sounds of Megyn Kelly having each ass cheek.
Excuse me.
All right, we can maybe describe this.
No, she's trying to hold on for a minute. What does that mean?
She's getting her... All right, I'll say it. She's getting the crack of her...
Oh, my Jesus.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, I've got Trump over here. You know what? What are you trying to do tonight? Are you trying to make the puke come out of each nostril independently?
So what? We've got the television set on, and we're seeing Donald Trump being interviewed here by Chris Wallace. Is that guy's name?
Yeah, he's the guy. What's his name?
Yeah, he's the. What do you mean? What's his name?
He's the guy that was on 60 Minutes.
No, that was his dad.
Yeah, it was his dad. This is Chris. This is the kid, the punk kid. I knew Chris Wallace when he was a greasy little punk. Hanging around Vietnam and trying to be all big. I said, why don't you get off my leg, mutt? And he was just all, hey, can I have an interview? And I said, get out of here. We dropped him out of an airplane one night. It wasn't that far, but we said, get out of here. We kicked him out of the airplane as we were taking off. He went bouncing down the runway. It was fantastic.
You didn't do that, Chris Wallace. He'd be dead.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that Chris Wallace, you pushed out of an airplane?
Yeah, we were over in Vietnam. And we were taken off to go get some dinner or something at a chopper, I forget. And he was like, hey, can I come with you guys? And I went, Wallace, yes, you can come with us if you can catch us. Oh, and that's when I put a boot to his ass. You should have seen this guy fly out of that chopper. Holy Christ, it was the most beautiful thing I've ever, greatest thing I've seen since the air show.
Wow, man. So was he hurt?
How the hell obviously he wasn't hurt. He's on TV right now. Pulling down the serious bank. Was he hurt?
Anyway, I was talking about Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, Miss Gray, Megyn Kelly. Yeah, degree.
All right, well, you know what? We're, like, sufficiently sidetracked on this horse dung. So can we get back to the show?
Horse dung?
Yeah. Who cares? What are you going to do? You're going to stop Megyn Kelly from getting whatever the hell she's getting.
But don't you think it's a little untoward? What is it with Fox? Oh, and here's one of our anchors walking across the stage with the big dark gown and the funny-looking beanie. Oh, Jesus.
You're just jealous of her because she's beautiful. And
I'm not jealous of her. I think she could do a lot better with her career and with her life than walking around like she's all that. She's a brain...
Talk about brain dead.
Yeah, you think Megyn Kelly's brain dead. There's a lot more people over there that are way more brain dead than her. You can bet on that.
Whatever.
So, we'll find out what the hell it was she was... getting her degree for it. Welcome to the program, folks. We got Vernon Dozier joining us today. He's going to talk about last night's basketball game. In it, it was against the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors, and I happen to be an Oklahoma City Thunder fan.
Now, that surprises me. Why?
What are you all of a sudden? Are you Chris Wallace?
God, spit it out, went at you. Bella, you Chris Wallace.
I'll spit it out.
Wait, what's your question, bud?
Well, what's the story of me and Oklahoma City Thunder?
What is that, the Oklahoma City Thunder? Is that basketball?
Yeah, it's a basketball team.
Well, I don't know, Phil.
Right, well, here's the reason why, man, because I'm not going to be a San Francisco fan. It isn't going to happen. This is a Southern California family here. And I say that, folks, everybody, you guys listening to me, wherever you live, you have your arch rivals. And
now, Phil, is this going to take long?
Not only is it going to take long, but I'd like you to sit there, and you can't do anything other than to sip your coffee.
To suck my what?
To sip the coffee.
Well, it didn't sound like it.
All right, fine. Jeez, I just want to know.
Now, this is a Southern California home, which means that we don't play at San Francisco. Now, I love San Francisco, beautiful city.
Well, you go there once a year to perform the Sketch Fest, Phil. Fiend. I'm sorry, your name?
My name is Phil.
I'm sorry, Phil. And you go periodically to visit friends. Of course you love San Francisco.
Yeah, right, but it doesn't mean that I got to love the sports team, and I never have. Not since I was a kid, because it just doesn't happen. So when I see any game...
Yeah, what about the time you said you liked the 49ers?
Yeah, Mr. Sonny, you said you liked the 49ers with Jim Harbaugh.
Yes, I did.
Aha! So there is an anomaly.
Yeah, I mean, when the 49ers had Harbaugh, I liked them. I don't know why, but I just did. I happened to like. I thought they were fun to watch. I thought Harbaugh was fun to watch. I thought the football team was just
fun to watch.
Yeah, fun to watch. And I'm sorry they got rid of Alex Smith. I wasn't a big Colin Kaepernick fan. Nothing against Colin Kaepernick. I just felt that they needed a pocket passer. Got a little bit better with the, you know, they. I don't know. But be that as it may, I liked the football team then. And we didn't have a team in L.A. The Rams were long gone and didn't look like they were coming back then. And the Raiders, of course, you know. So that was my team for about two seasons there.
Now, this was back when? This was when?
It was around 2013, the season, the 13-14 season, something like that. So that was it. But I'm not into San Francisco teams. You're not supposed to be. If you live in San Francisco, you're not supposed to be into L.A. teams. It doesn't happen that way. It's if you live in San Francisco and your favorite baseball team is the Dodgers, there's something mentally wrong with you.
Oh, I don't understand that.
You gotta understand it.
There's something mentally wrong with it. The same thing if you live in L.A. and your favorite team is the Giants. You're nuts. You're crazy. You should be locked up. So anyway, having said all that, we find out, you know, that the... Because I ain't paying attention to the NBA. I, you know...
Well, you don't like the Clippers. There's a lot of people and things you don't like.
I don't like the Clippers. I'm not a...
Wait a minute. They're not in San Francisco.
No, they're not in San Francisco. I just don't... I'm a Laker fan. Let me finish this so we can get... Bob Bakin, I know.
Bob Bakin, you dumb thing. You're going to run out of gas.
Oh, get out of here with run out of gas. By the way, did we figure out that whole Sky Baby bullshit or not?
Yeah, I figured out Sky Baby will continue to be allowed on account of that the crash didn't... You know, it crashed long gone.
Yeah, we figured it out.
Okay, wait a minute. What do you mean you figured it out? That's my call.
Well, you asked them to figure it out.
All right, Phil.
All right, so what did you figure out?
That he will be allowed to crash.
Great.
Let's go to traffic?
No, I'm talking about So, long story short, Oklahoma City is playing against the Warriors in the playoffs, and we're Oklahoma City Thunder fans here because of, you know, the aforementioned disagreement with... team San Francisco, and also because Lauren's, you know, her roots are in Oakland, or excuse me, Oklahoma City.
Where's she from?
She's from Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Now, where's that?
Oklahoma.
Well, Phil,
you're talking about she comes from Oakland or something.
No! All right, we're going to be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, but first, let's
show traffic.
Go up the traffic here.
Well, right now, we're saying 15 to 5, freeway to 25. I got thrill out there. There's some people out there that got a thrill kill, and it's thrill night out there with the treatment. So if you trip the treatment, you go to that Sherman Bob, you got to have that right, and make sure the upburn and the carbon, too. Let's go to Skybreak.
Hey, Mom, I got a train that's in it. Yeah, the train, huh? I heard the screaming until 4 o'clock this morning when we went outside. That's Sky Baby? Hello, darling. I'm at the groove. I'm at the groove. I'm at the groove. I'm at the groove.
Sky Baby, this is Hong Kong Johnny. Pull up, you fucker.
right, recording session for Michener Plumbing. 1, 2.
Michener Plumbing. It's the plumbing for you.
Michener Plumbing, the plumbing for you. Since our family came to California in 1861, all we've ever done is fool around with pipes, plumbing, faucets, water, hot water heaters, everything. At Michener Plumbing, we have one key ingredient, teamwork. That's what we do. We get together, we look at it, we stare at it, pat each other on the back, and sometimes on the rear end, and say, let's take a break for lunch and figure it out when we come back for lunch.
Michener Plumbing. It's the plumbing for you.
Michener Plumbing. Three locations. 2121 Barside and 1651 Elf. Three full locations.
Michener Plumbing.
It's the plumbing for you. I'm listening to my dog Roscoe right now. Roscoe, what do you want? Roscoe likes Shade dog food. You want to know why? Because they have that nice, tender, juicy Kobe beef. Sirloin, tenderloin. Ah, yes, the filet mignon. They only use the very finest cuts of beef, the very finest tunas, high-grade stuff, stuff that even homeless people can't get. My dog eats better than the wealthiest man on Park Avenue. Why? Because it's got to be that way. Because I want it that way. Because he deserves it. Shade dog food. My dog eats better than me.
Be it from you to be calm. A house was Vietnam.
Hey.
A storm. If all that was put together could form an atomic bomb. Equivalent to chemical warfare. And forever we could drag this on and on. But
last night, a basketball game between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors. Exciting basketball game. Not a good game for the Golden State Warriors. Because they wound up losing.
Well, by, you know, I talked to Frank during the break. He said that they lost by a big margin.
Yeah, that would, Golden State only lost 9 games in the regular season.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Golden State Warriors. This is a very tough team.
The Golden State Warriors, without question, first of all, they broke the all-time league record for fewest losses. 9 games. That was it, man. They went 73-9 during the course of this 2015-2016 season. Unbelievable. A great basketball team. But right now they're down 2-1 to Oklahoma City. They're in the conference finals. And they got to, you know, pull it together. They're going to be in a world of hurt here. Now, last night, the NBA elected yesterday during a Game 3. It was Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors kicking Steve Adams in the groin.
Yeah, your guy dropped to the ground.
He kicked him in the groin.
Well, he did. I don't think it was on purpose. I don't know, but Green's foul was upgraded from a flagrant 1 to a flagrant 2, a $25,000 fine, and who knows what else if, you know, he doesn't get his act together. And I can tell you that, you know, the league isn't going to fool around with it. I got Vernon Dozier here as a football coach at Belmar Academy, but he's coached everything from baseball to lacrosse and everything in between. Coach, good to have you with us here on the program, and I'm curious if you have an immediate thought on this.
You know, I don't think the young man is going to do it again. Let's put it that way. If he does, then he deserves to get kicked out. Right now, what the league has said to him is, okay, because it was Kiki Vandeweghe.
What's the man's name? Kiki Vandeweghe.
Kiki Vandeweghe is the president of NBA operations.
And this is a man?
Yes, it's a man.
The name Kiki is a...
Kiki Vandeweghe. It's the guy's name.
You're probably thinking of Kiki D and all that horse.
I'm done Kiki D.
No, his name is Kiki Vandeweghe. It's a man, a full-grown man. So, Kiki Vandeweghe.
When you say Kiki D, though, that was a woman.
I understand that was a woman.
We're all past the name Kiki Vandeweghe, okay? Let's move on.
Right, I mean, that's what I want to do.
Phil, I'm just saying the name Kiki is traditionally a woman's, right?
It is traditionally Kiki D. And the Kiki D, remember Kiki D and the Elton Johns?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I know Kiki D and the, it's not Kiki D and the Elton Johns. It's Kiki D and Elton John, and they did the song, Don't Break the Heart.
Don't Go Breaking, it's called Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Yeah.
All right, forget it, will you? So what about Kiki Vandeweghe?
Kiki Vandeweghe, there's nothing about Kiki Vandeweghe. He happens to be the president of the Basketball Association.
I'm sorry if I sidetracked everyone.
All we wanted to know is about this Kiki D.
Kiki Vandeweghe.
I'm sorry, Kiki Vandeweghe.
Is the vice president of operations for the National Basketball.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, you know what will be really funny if I come through this phone? Oh, God, don't let me do it.
Hey. Everyone, shut up.
Phil.
Everyone, shut up. Coach, go ahead.
Thank you. Kiki Vandeweghe is with the Basketball Operations Office of the NBA, and he was the one that issued the fine. And he said, in so many words, that Mr. Green, young Draymond Green, Did not do it. It was a flagrant foul, but they're not going to kick him out of the series.
Which is a good decision, your opinion.
Absolutely a good decision.
All right, now, White, I know that this kid, I read where this Green has a habit of doing this stuff.
I'll tell you what's a good decision. You throw that man out of the series, and you have basically given the series over to Oklahoma City. I mean, right now, Golden State is in the world of hurt. They're down 2-1. But you cannot allow the officials, I don't care, unless it is, unless this guy pulled a gun out and started shooting, you cannot allow officials to determine the outcome of the series. If you remove this guy from the series, then you have essentially removed a key player, and you have given the series over to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, I do agree that if he does it again, that's it.
Now, all right, so why?
Because then it's all bets are off. If he does it again after getting his $25,000 fine, flagrant foul two, put the shin right into this guy's... Now, you should have seen it.
Now, I did see the replay, and it looked as if he was extending the leg.
Well, I mean, this guy, Green, was going up for a shot. The league said that he was exaggerating his shooting motion, and it happens. But exaggerating your shooting motion with your shin going right up into a man's groin. Yeah, into the groin. You're right.
Well, are you embarrassed by that term, or what? I don't understand.
No, ma'am. No, not at all. I'm trying to clean it up.
You're trying to clean it up instead of saying that.
Don't say it, Bud. All right.
Well, Slim, you just hit yourself in the nose.
Yeah, Phil, you hit yourself in the nose trying to tell Bud what to do.
Jesus, are you serious?
Yeah, I did. I kind of moved my arm and I hit myself in the nose.
Well, that's a little... We're talking about... Well, we shouldn't use the word retarded, but let's just say that there's a spastic motion that Phil has.
Well, Phil, I'm very sorry.
Okay, so the gentleman that we're talking about here, Draymond Green, exaggerated his shooting motion. The shin went right up into a...
No, right up into the sack region.
Yeah, well, that's a good way of putting it. Went into the sack, or not the sack region, but the...
The groin!
The groin! I know. I'm trying to be a little communicative.
Coach, I expect this behavior from my staff, from my on-air panel here, not from you.
I apologize, all right?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
It means I expect that kind of childish mimicry from you guys, not from the coach. Now, moving along, Draymond Green, and who was the guy that got kicked, by the way?
The guy that got kicked was a guy by the name of Steve Adams, and he was, they were in the low post down there. They're battling out. Well, you get the big guys down there in the low key, and it's forget it. It's all bets are off. You don't go in there unless you've got nerves of steel. And as the great Dick Hearn said, you don't go down the middle in the NBA unless you are ready to really absorb some punishment. And with all those guys crowded together, something bad's going to happen.
All right, we're talking to Vernon Dozier, head coach at Belmar Academy. He is the varsity football coach there. He's also on the administration board. He's a senior class advisor, and he's played professional sports himself. We're talking about the fine that was issued by the league today against Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors for kicking Steve Adams in Game 3. The statement that you made earlier about him being tossed if he does it again. Now, what does that? I know you're pretty much figuring that would be intentional.
Well, if he does it again, I mean, you've just fined him. If he does it, and again, you don't want to change the outcome of the game. You don't want to have an official or a league ruling or the league office or some nonsense like that alter the course of the series. What you want them to do is play this thing. So I think Kiki Vanderway. And, now I've got the mind, now I'm thinking Kiki D. Kiki Vandeweghe.
No, it was just that Kiki D was the singer, and she'd been with Elton John.
Yes, I know that, but when you say that...
All right, let's forget about Kiki D. We don't even have to talk about Kiki Vandeweghe if you don't want to.
Well, I have to, because he was the one that issued the ruling.
No, it's a he, not a she. That's the only thing we're trying to say.
Yes, it's a he. Do you think because the name is Kiki, it's got to be female?
Again, we had the name Kiki D.
Yeah, I'm down to Kiki D.
Oh, would you guys knock it off, okay?
Look, there she is again. There is Megyn Kelly with her book and with her degree. You know, is she doing a show now, or is it just an infomercial with how big and wonderful and blonde and Anglo-Saxon and Germanic and Teutonic and Aryan and superior is this...
Well, go ahead. You didn't want to say it, I'll say it. The slut.
So you agree?
No, I don't, but I just knew you'd say that.
Who are you talking about?
They're talking about Megyn Kelly. All right, so, and by the way, Margaret, that is very, very wrong.
You're trying to say that Megyn Kelly is some Aryan, like she's some Aryan goddess? Such a wow.
Well, you know what? She's walking around up there.
You just said, do you know Lut?
Do you know what? She's walking around on the stage for all of God and Man, wearing the blue and the red and giving the commencement, oh, God.
Is that her class that she's addressing? I mean, the school she went to?
I have no idea, but she's wearing the beanie. She's got on the Columbus beanie. She thinks she's... Oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. I'd slap her across the face.
I happen to think Megyn Kelly is fantastic. I like everything she does, everything she's ever going to be. She's a riot.
A riot?
I think she's very funny.
Yeah, she's kind of funny.
Man, I wouldn't agree with that.
Well, Phil, don't get jealous.
What's funny about her?
I think she's just hysterical. The way she... I don't really, but I'm just... But so anyway...
Yeah, getting back to Kiki Vandeweghe and the rest of this. So Draymond Green will be fine, but will not be tossed.
No, Draymond Green's going to play. I can tell you, Phil, when I look at these kinds of fouls, and I've been coaching for a long time, and I've seen players... you know, as I say, exaggerate emotion or try to draw a foul in basketball, and they wind up fouling the other guys. That's what happened here. And I believe that Green extending his leg that way was to make it appear as if he'd been bumped by Steve Adams, but in point of fact, he drove his knee right up into his, right into the, if I may say, the testicles. And Grand, this guy Adams just, you know, went over. But when you take your knee and just grab a man by the head and drive your knee into his face. You know, I got to tell you.
But wait, that way, are you saying that happened?
No, I'm not saying that happened, but I'm saying that's exaggerated.
That isn't what happened, though.
I know that's not what happened, but what did happen is the guy took his shin and just slammed it right up into the guy's, you know, what's his face, right up into the sack region. And,
all right, I think we got all of the information that we need.
Well, you know, when it starts to get uncomfortable, Phil, you don't like to talk about it.
No, I already watched it, man. I know what happened. Maybe he did it on purpose, maybe he didn't do it on purpose, but it was obviously part of his shooting motion. Tomorrow will tell the tale. If this dude winds up doing it again, like you said, he'll get tossed.
Yeah, he'll definitely get tossed, and that'll be the end of that for the Golden State Warriors.
All right, Coach Dozier, thank you so much, buddy. Coach Vernon.
You get mad about that. Call him Dernan.
I made a mistake. Coach Vernon Dozier with us here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And just so everybody knows, this is Tuesday. Yesterday we had a best of Phil Hendry. We're going to take every third Monday off in the month now, which doesn't mean that we're going to have best of shows. It means we will have new material. We'll just record the show earlier.
But what about yesterday?
Yesterday was a different story. Anyway, we're back. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back. And all you ever did was take away. I prick bitches cause you're piss poor morally. Ignoring all that's me.
The timing there was beautiful.
And now I go from Megyn Kelly to that square. Look at that doughboy kisser on that Gingrich.
Hey man, do me a favor, will you, for just a second, but.
What?
Would you change the channel? I love DirecTV. There's only one thing I got with the problem I got with DirecTV. Every now and again it gets stuck.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It gets stuck on that record mode. What is that?
Come down, a cat walks over top of it.
Do you see a cat in here, man?
No.
Then there's no cat that walked over top of this thing. What were you saying, Margaret?
The doughboy kisser on that Gingrich. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to just haul off and bury my face in his...
Bury your face?
Bury my fist, I meant to say, in his...
In his what?
I'm going to...
Hey, come on. I thought you could say something dirty.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Got a problem with Gingrich, don't you?
I think so, yes. If I want to take my face and bury it in the middle of his face.
Take your face.
I mean take my...
Margaret, sit down.
All of you, I swear, your judgment day is coming. You got a fight coming. It's coming today.
Hey. Bert.
Go ahead and laugh.
Phil Henry Show here. So that was, yeah, no, I didn't mean to laugh at you at all. Didn't mean to laugh at you at all. There's a freaky world, and God knows it gets freakier as the days go by, but I don't think there's anything goofier in this world than some of the stunts that are pulled by bettors, gamblers, and one of them, I think you might have read, we got Chris Norton with us from the Chris Nord is with us from Hermosa Beach and a pharmaceutical company that he is currently employed by. But I saw here on your music, is this like another, I guess you're auditioning music, Chris, is that it?
Well, I mean, I'm auditioning music. We're always auditioning music, but this is Return of the Mac. Just something I'm playing while I'm doing my job right now. What I was hoping you'd do, Mr. Henry, was to have me on your program when I'm not working.
Well, this is the only time we can reach you, Chris.
I understand that, but to connect with me here at my pharmaceutical company, I think it sends a wrong message to people who might be interested in Norton Explodes and very many fine adult film features that we do.
Yeah, you gotta sell the pharmaceuticals, man. That go pitching your movies.
That's why I'm saying, Dickman, if they call me up when I'm at home or something.
I'm sorry, in the future, we will keep that in mind.
I asked Dickman to communicate that, but apparently didn't.
Well, yeah, we did communicate it. We're sorry, Chris.
I just, all it does is make me look like I got egg on my face.
All right, well, we don't want to do that. Chris, there's a Canadian magician who was basically wagered $100,000 with a friend of his a number of years ago that he would get breast implants. The man's name is Brian Zembic. What do you know about this?
Brian Zembic is somebody we've been trying to sign for quite some time to appear in a film that I wrote. As soon as I read about this man's story, I thought it was... you know, it's interesting. I thought it was, there's a bit of it's not sexy, because there is sort of a freak of nature aspect to it. But I think there are a lot of women who enjoy sort of androgyny, you know.
Well, this is a man that had breast implants, but otherwise looks like a man.
Wait. You're telling me a guy willingly had breast implants?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was about $100,000. He was making some comment. They were in Europe. And he was with his friend and his friend's girlfriend. They were having cocktails in Europe. You know, it's probably a world that a lot of people are not familiar with. But, yeah, there are entertainers and people who are in show business who will fly to Europe and have a cocktail, you know. You know, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what they were doing.
All right, so they flew to Europe to have a cocktail, and then what?
Well, Phil, let him tell the story.
I'm letting him. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, they flew to Europe to have a cocktail, and then... one of the guys, Mr. Zembic's friend, his girlfriend was there, and many people who have, you know, wealth, who are, have money, don't have to get hung up by a lot of, you know, societal morals and stuff, and the guy's girlfriend was there, and they were in Europe having cocktails. So they go, you know, let's see your breasts. And she goes, okay, here they are. And, you know, she took it off.
Are you kidding me, man? That'd be fantastic.
But they're right over there in Europe, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's what they do when they have a cocktail.
Now, look, Norton, you and this cocktail thing, we all know that this was... So these are people that are wealthy.
Yes, sir. I mean, they're wealthy, but that's what the wealthy do. They take it off, you know, they strip down.
Chris, I can tell you, I happen to know the wealthy because I am wealthy. My husband has a great many... A great many of the green...
Dollar bills?
He's got more than dollar bills. The green square...
What is it? Benjamin Franklin's...
Money. He has a lot of money.
Well, you said your husband's a green square. I mean,
My husband has... We know that you don't go to... Forget it.
Look it.
All right, so we're clear. Chris is talking about a class of people who have a lot of FU money. Is that right, Chris?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're wealthy, and they fly off and have a cocktail. You know?
Yes, I get about the cocktail. So they were having cocktails. She pulled her breasts out. Then what? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Oh, whoa. Well, anyway, she pulled her breasts out, and so this guy, Brian Zembic, and the guy goes, hey, check out my girlfriend's, you know, her boobs, you know. Because when you're wealthy and you have money and you tell your girlfriend to strip down, she's going to do it. She ain't going to say no. Otherwise, you kick her to the curb. Go out, find another girlfriend, and then fly, you know, fly back to America, and go swimming, and then go back and have a cocktail. You know.
Yeah, that's what the rich people do. So they fly back, they swim in their pool, and they go have another cocktail, and maybe they'll dump their girlfriend over there and get another one.
Maybe, man. I didn't make this world. I didn't wake up in this world. You know.
You haven't woken up yet, Norton. But you didn't make this world. You're right about that.
Where that's supposed to mean. But I didn't make this world, Mr. Henry.
I know you didn't make this world. All right, so this guy went and got breasts for $100,000. Is that it?
Well, the bet was, you know, I dare you. His friend says I dare you not to get a boob. And he said, okay. And
And so he didn't.
No, he did, man. That's the whole point.
All right, so he got $100,000 from the friend.
That's exactly right. What I've been trying to do...
This man, Brian Zembic, who is a Canadian.
Yeah, that's a good point, because we don't think no American.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful? So no American's done that. Yeah, right.
I'll bet there's some Americans that have done that.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are sitting in this studio. Oh.
Oh, that's pretty funny, Gerald. Hey, Dickman, I bet you $100,000.
You kidding me? I would have boobs for $100,000. I don't care what you did.
Bud, would you do it for $2 million?
What?
Would you do it for $2 million?
No.
Yes, you would, man.
No, I wouldn't.
Would you do it for $10
million? You can't say that.
What about you, Henry?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God, Henry. Are you trying?
Hey, we're not talking about me right now, okay? So anyway, what about your movie? What is the name of this movie, Chris?
The movie's called Brass, Free and Easy in Estapa.
It's called what?
It's called Brass, Free and Easy in Estapa. And it's about a fictitious man. Well, it's not fictitious. It's based on Brian Zembic. And this guy goes to Mexico, you know, to kind of get his head together. He just got breath, okay, and now he wants to go to Mexico to get his head together. And there's a lot of shots that I have planned out in my head. I storyboarded it, and I look down, and he's like walking on a beach, and he's just strolling on a beach with a, you know, with boobs, and he's in his stoppa, and we have some music. That's why I'm listening to Return of the Mac. If we can listen to it here for just a second, this is the taste and the flavor what I want. Yeah, and if you can imagine, Norton Splose presents Brass, Free and Easy in the stoppa. I mean, it's stoppa. Yeah. You lied to me. And he's strolling down the beach in a bun huggers. Excuse me. And
will you get out of here with... Turn that crap down before I puke my guts up, all right? Do you mind? Just for fun. Thank you very much. This is a movie.
Chris, this sounds like something that straight guys are not going to want to watch.
What are you talking about, man?
That sounds like a movie that's a freak movie.
What? Dude, it's about a guy being free and easy in Estapa. And he goes out of Mexico. And
I know he goes to Mexico, and he's walking down the beach, and you can see his boobs. Where do the chicks come into this?
That's what I'm trying to explain. God.
All right, well, let him explain it.
Yeah. So I need the music.
Go ahead.
So he's strolling, and then you see the credits goes directed by Chris Norton. Yeah. Do-do-do. Then he strolls up to the back hacienda, or not a hacienda, but like the back, whatever they call it in Mexico, where you're kicking it, you know. And there's two just slamming Mexican chicks. And there he is, just, yeah, I'm trying to be free, you know. I'm reading the script right here. I'm trying to be free. I came to Mexico for freedom. And one of the Mexican girls goes, you have breasts. And he goes, yeah, because I want to be sexually free in Mexico. And they go, come in, senor. Let us help you explore it. Okay? And as she's saying, let us help you explore it, she's checking. She's looking directly at his, you know, you know what.
What? Directly at the sack area, as Robert called it.
Yeah, exactly.
But she's staring right at it.
Yeah. And she goes, let us help you explore it. And she's not even looking at his face. Now she's checking out, checking the bun hugger out from the... She's checking the bun hugger, part of the bun hugger that don't hug the bun, but more of the link sausage.
Okay, we got that. So now they go inside, and I can well imagine what transpires.
Well, yeah, of course, because it's... But it's called breath. You know, the Estapa experience. And
I thought it was called Free and Easy in Estapa.
No, I've changed the name of it.
By the way, Estapa is like, you think that's really a cool place?
Are you insane, Mr. Henry? That's where everybody goes.
Well, I don't know. I think more people go to Cancun than Estapa, I think, is a big dud.
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry? Everybody goes to Estapa.
What is Estapa?
It's the... It's the government-built resort. It sucks. All right.
Well, I mean, please, all right, so you're already tagging my movie as a loser. Please don't do that, Mr. Henry. Please don't do that, because I want people to go see it. It doesn't matter if it's in Estapa. I mean, but that's where we were given a permit to shoot, okay? And as he walks down the beach with his boobs, you know, out, And he comes up to the back veranda of this house, and these two Mexican women are there.
I'm looking at the some of the publicity stills, Chris.
Yeah.
These women, these are not, they're a little, one of them looks to be almost matronly, like 40 or something.
No, not at all. She's in her 20s. I mean, yeah, one of them was she was a cleaning. Never mind, man.
Holy Christ.
It's fine. And then I am playing, you know, well, I won't be playing that dude. We're going to try to get that dude. But I'll be playing the dude that lives next door. I'm an expatriate American, and I'm a writer. So I'm sitting there on my porch, and I'm an expatriate, and I'm writing, you know, some novel about some. And I go, yeah, what's up, man? Those senoritas will take care of you. Where'd you get the brass? And he goes, it's a long story, but I need to be free and easy now in the Estapa experience. And I go, hey, and I go, you know, right on, you know. And then he goes into the hut. Okay, Mr. Harry?
Yeah, okay.
Well, what? I mean,
sounds like you really worked hard on that, Chris.
I busted my tail on it, man. I mean, it's not all about the lines. You understand? You know, it's not all about the script.
Especially adult. Of course it's not all about the script, especially in the line of work you're in.
Okay, did you let me hear it? Yeah, okay. I think,
No, man, don't give me sorry. Shit, he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, my God. The guy just said the S word, Mr. Henry.
I heard what he said. Thank you very, very much, Chris, for that. We'll look forward to seeing Free and Easy in the Ixtapa Experience.
That's right, by Chris Norton. And this is music. I hope I get the rights to this, because this is exactly the texture that I want, you know? All right.
Now, what does this song mean?
Well, I mean, the whole American experience of having breath lied to him. Now he's down in Mexico for the stop experience. Yeah. You lied to me about having breath in America. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. You know.
That's the first intelligent thing you've said, Chris. You don't know.
Okay, well, anyway, Mr. Ernie, I thank you for having me on the program. Everybody else has got their nose parked in their own anus just to see if it smells like the light.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris Norton.
That was that kid. Somebody is going to loosen that kid's nose, because whatever he's got in the middle of his face can't be his own nose. And also loosen what's left of his teeth. Oh, God.
He is a very, very smart-ass boy.
Let me put it to you this way. Chris is a guy who has his mind made up that he has a certain path in life, and he's going to go down that path, and nobody is going to dissuade him. He's going to, for better or for worse.
Yeah, he's going to go down a path and wind up going down a railroad track and hitting a train.
Hey, man, you know what? That's his decision. I can't argue with that. It's his decision and his decision alone. I'm General Jalen. Oh, wait, I'm General Gulen.
Gail, sir.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
What do you mean, General?
I may not. Will you quit?
You were applauding yourself.
Oh, those are my hands, yes. Oh, you're right. Bud?
Well?
I'm General Galen Shaw.
Hey.
Those were your hands.
I didn't see my own hands applauding me. Now I can see those.
Those are the hands that were applauding you.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Look out!
Mike Mecklenburg's Ford. Last year, we sold more Fords than any human being on the planet Earth. That's last year, we sold more Fords than any human being on the planet Earth. It just turns out that the guy that has the Ford dealership across the street from us is a robot.
Mike Mecklenburg Ford. Let's try it again. In 2016, Mike Mecklenburg Ford.
We have all the tans, all the collages, all of the zoot suits, and all the Fremonts. We've got convertibles, revertibles, your vertible, and his vertible.
Mike Mecklenburg Ford. Let's do it again in 2016.
And at Mike Mecklenburg Ford, we'll get you financing, we'll give you a top hat, we'll give you 5 points down, 6 points up, 3-point line, you're there.
Mike Mecklenburg Ford.
Mike Mecklenburg Ford. We're in the Trezeuse, right there near the chicane, just as you get squirrely out of that tunnel.
Mike Mecklenburg Ford. Let's do it again in 2016.
Mike Mecklenburg Ford.
World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. So, all's well that ends well. Baby. That's great stuff, man. All right, let's go just briefly. Dr. Jim Sadler is going to join us. An interesting story here. Got a lot of medical news, Margaret.
Well, there's a lot. There's an awful lot that is being tried. There are a lot of things that are being experimented with, and I think it's exciting stuff.
What we have here is a penis transplant in Boston, where a man has undergone successfully a penis transplant, a 64-year-old gentleman by the name of Thomas Manning. And Dr. Sadler, what do you know about this?
Well, Thomas Manning, as you mentioned, Phil, a 64-year-old man who had lost his penis to cancer, has had a successful transplant. We're very excited about this, but there are moral questions, one of which is one that I raised at this year's I forget the name of it, but it's about doctors talking to each other about stuff.
Doctors talking to each other? Why don't they call it that?
Because it doesn't sound, why don't they call it that? It doesn't sound very very professional. It's called inter-doctor talk or something.
Inter-doctor talk.
That's right, Ms. Gray, inter-doctor talk. But they were talking about, if I may continue.
Go ahead.
They were talking about the likelihood in the year 2016 that we would see the very first penis transplant. Now, the penis that they transplanted was, and this is one that has moral questions, was a penis from a man that doesn't use it anymore. And
in other words, a dead man.
Let's let him just say it. Let's let you say it.
All right. The penis they used was from a man, yes, that's not using it anymore. Because why?
He's dead.
Oh, man.
Will you let him do it?
The penis that they used is from a man that's not using it anymore. Why? Because he's dead. All right. There, I got it out.
All right. He's dead. Now, what is the moral question?
The moral question is this. If they begin doing penis transplants, they will then do cosmetic penis transplants. And that is possible. It's possible that they will do cosmetic penis transplants to give men bigger penises. Now, for those of us, and I'm not talking about myself, or maybe I am, your choice, for those of us who God granted when we were born, they gave us, big a large penis, and then you get to go to the doctor and have one transplanted onto you from a guy that isn't using it anymore. Why? Because he's dead.
Is this the cadence or something that you have to say that in?
It's the medical cadence that I've chosen, yes. Every doctor can choose to communicate the way he wants. That's what I have chosen to say.
Wait a minute. The guy is using a penis.
The way I say it, if you don't mind, is he had a penis transplanted onto him from a guy that's not using it anymore. Why? Because he's dead.
And it has to be said that way.
Yes. So if whoever, let's say Phil, doesn't like how big his penis is, and from what I've heard...
Okay, you can do the jokes later.
Who's joking?
Dr. Sadler, from what I've heard...
Oh, man.
Well, two can play that stupid game.
Will you guys quit paddling it?
But anyway, so if somebody goes in to get a penis transplant, and he gets transplanted onto him from a guy that isn't using it anymore, why? Because he's dead, and it's bigger than mine, doesn't that raise moral questions? Well, yes, it does.
What moral questions is that raising?
The moral question of a guy that's had to sweat it out all of his life with the penis that he's got, only to find out that a guy across the street went in to get a bigger one? Yeah. So
that seems like the most trivial, idiotic argument against penis transplants I've ever heard in my life.
It's not a moral argument against penis transplants, Mr. Henry. It's against penis transplants for cosmetic reasons. Oh! You didn't listen to that part, did you?
Sadler, if your penis was as big as the way your mouth sounds when you talk, it's probably 2 inches long. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yay! What a dick.
And that concludes today's program here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler and his brain-dead, idiotic, horse-dung... Horse-dung what? Horse-dung concepts, etc. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, and Podcast One.
This is General Galen Shaw.
your move.
This is really a childish program.
No, isn't it? Very educational.